Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. Celebrations for the reparations of stolen artifacts and belongings. We have Dharawal and Dungari man Ray Ingray, chair of the Gunjaga Foundation, to give us more insight on these pieces of Aboriginal Australian history. Thanks for coming on, Ray.
Thanks for having me.
So, can you tell us what the Gweigal spears and these reparated items are?
Yeah, the Gweigal spears are four remaining spears that were removed from Kamay or Botany Bay in 1770 when the Endeavour sailed and made contact with our people. There was about 50-odd spears that were bundled up and taken back to England, and the four remaining spears are the only ones that are known from that voyage that were taken from Kamay and remained intact 255 years, and that they finally came home.
Can you share with us what was the process like being able to get these items returned and reparated back into community?
Our old people always knew that the spears were taken. Oral history passed down knew that when the crew of the Endeavour were in Kamay that they stole items. So we always knew that they were in the UK. We had to obviously create a relationship with Trinity College over in Cambridge. Also demonstrate over the years that we have, when they do return, that they will be in our care and be in a museum-grade facility and survive basically for the next 255 plus years. So that the Gunjaga Foundation and the Laparoos Local Aboriginal Land Council worked with the National Museum of Australia to ensure that we can start to build that relationship here in Australia but also overseas. We demonstrated that when they were loaned for various exhibitions that we were able to care for them and be able to promote them in a way that we wanted to show them. And recently, you know, the New South Wales government is rebuilding the visitor centre at Kurnell, and that would have a 220 square metre exhibition space. And so finally, the last piece of the puzzle would be where would they be displayed. And so that was the last piece of the puzzle. So our communities wants there. We had the support of national and local museums like the Chow Chak Wing Museum, where they're currently on display. We had a place for them to be stored in a museum-grade facility back on country, and so we ticked all the boxes, and that sort of gave Cambridge the confidence that they will be cared for moving forward.
So you just talked about the Chakchal Wing Museum at the moment. Can you tell us what's going on with the Gweigal spears and any other artefacts that are included in this current exhibition?
Yeah, Mungari is the name of the exhibition. Mungari in our language is the name of a song that our old people would sing when they would go fishing. And so if visitors go to the Chow Chak Wing Museum and look at their Mungari exhibition, they won't only just see the Gweigal spears and get information on their journey, they'll actually look at other fishing materials that are on display, like old fish hooks and lines and woomeras that were used. But they'll also see how that even in a Aboriginal community like Laparoos in the middle of Sydney, in an urban setting, culture remains strong and that it's a continuous culture. So they'll see video of the senior Gweigal man, Uncle Rod Mason, who's been teaching our young boys how to make and use spears for decades in our community. They'll see footage of him doing that. They'll see how young people are making, you know, woomeras and fish hooks. The young girls are making fish hooks in our community again, and really to show that practice coming back. And so you won't only see the Gweigal spears on display, the old ones, you'll also see new ones, newer ones that have been made by Uncle Rod and the community, and you'll see fish hooks and woomeras and other materials that we use by our old people to go fishing.
Now that these items are returned and they're here permanently, what was the community response? Like, how do you feel now that they're home?
Yeah, it's a mixed feeling. I was part of the delegation that went to the UK to receive the spears and bring them home. And it's a mixed feeling because We achieved something that our community have wanted for decades. Our community undertook a repatriation program that started in the 80s. Our old people wanted our human remains to be returned and reburied on country. And once we exhausted that, we started turning our attention to significant objects like the Gweagle spears. Uncle Shane Williams kicked that campaign off, and Uncle Shane and the elders are happy that the spears have returned. But for us, there's that excitement, but also a bit of sadness because the older ones, particularly the senior women who kicked off the campaign, repatriation campaign, are no longer with us. So, you know, it's these things in the Aboriginal space take a long time, and a lot of the old ones that, you know, would kick off certain programs, if it's repatriation, native title, whatever it may be, when it's completed, they're not here with us. So it's a bit of a sad reflection as well, but we're all excited that they're returned, they're back in our people's ownership, and more importantly, that they would be displayed at the very point they were taken, and that just amplifies the objects. You know, people don't go to the, you know, don't travel to the UK to go to Cambridge to look at the spears, you know. People come to Kurnell to look at where Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people, you know, first come into contact on the east coast of New South Wales, and that would just amplify the objects.
Yeah, full circle moment, having them returned back to where they were taken from. Anyone who's looking for more information about the exhibition or story of these items, where can they find it? Where can people go to find you or this exhibition?
Yeah, the Gujaga Foundation, they're all on socials. I'm not the best with socials, but you'll find them on socials. They've Gujaga Foundation's website's gujaga.org.au. But if you just search Gujaga Foundation, it comes up. But they're always active on their social media, their website and the social media platform. So reach out or look up the Chow Chow Wing Museum, and it's the exhibition's up until the end of next month.
That was Ray Ingray of the Gujaga Foundation. To view these pieces of history, the exhibition at the University of Sydney's Chow Chow Wing Museum will continue through to the 29th of June. You're listening to NITV Radio.